With an update from cknewstoday.ca, I'm Tamara Thornton. News is brought to you by Automation 505 Richmond Street in Chatham. There's a growing sense of hope in Wheatley with the arrival of its new ambassador. Kieran App has only been serving as the community's economic developer for a week, but has hit the ground running with ideas for revitalizing the area. Knapp has a two-year timeline and a $450,000 budget provided by the province to put her plans into action. Residents of Chatham-Kent are one step closer to year-round tennis. On Thursday, a groundbreaking ceremony took place at the site of the future $2.2 million tennis dome on Bearline Road and McNaughton Avenue. During the ceremony, Mayor Darren Caniff thanked St. Clair College for donating the land that the dome will sit on, as well as Tennis Canada, Rogers, and Hydro One for their significant investments. A number of other recreational areas are planned for the park, including 10 pickleball courts and a cricket pitch. The province plans to give frontline wildland firefighters and pilots a $5,000 bonus and make 100 of those jobs permanent. The majority of Ontario's 660 forest firefighters are part-timers, and the union representing them has long said that the part-time work, along with low pay, are major problems in retaining them. The province is planning a recruitment blitz ahead of the wildfire season, which begins in April, and says longer-term plans to stabilize the workforce and the purchase of new equipment are in the works. Catherine, the Princess of Wales, has revealed that she has been diagnosed with cancer and is currently undergoing treatment. The announcement came after weeks of conspiracy theories following her poorly explained disappearance from her public duties. The 42-year-old princess underwent major abdominal surgery earlier this year, after which the cancer was found. Her father-in-law, King Charles, is also undergoing cancer treatment at this time. In sports, it's McDavid versus Matthews tonight as the Edmonton Oilers visit the Toronto Maple Leafs. The Detroit Red Wings are in Nashville to face the Predators. In women's hockey, Toronto is in Ottawa this afternoon. The Toronto Raptors are back in action tonight, visiting the Washington Wizards. And in MLB spring training, the Blue Jays and the Tigers both have split squads in action. They play each other in one game. In the others, Detroit hosts the New York Yankees and Toronto visits the Baltimore Orioles. The forecast, a mix of sun and cloud today with some gusty winds and a high of 4. Those winds will continue overnight. Expect clear skies. The low is -8 with a wind chill near -12. Sunny skies tomorrow with a high of 4. I'm Tamara Thornton. For more on these and other stories, go to cknewstoday.ca.